This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Delta County Memorial Hospital responds to the governor's executive order requiring new plans for handling a potential surge of coronavirus patients. First, these headlines. Mesa County is headed for tighter COVID-19 restrictions starting Friday, including closing indoor dining and reducing capacity at gyms. Public Health Director Jeff Coor told the Daily Sentinel that county officials anticipate moving into the red severe risk category. In the past 2 weeks, Mesa County has recorded nearly 2,000 new positive coronavirus tests. As Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz writes, the state health department has tweaked its COVID-19 exposure app to more quickly alert smartphone users they may have been exposed to the virus. The state originally relied on local public health departments to initiate the notifications after someone tested positive. But Sarah Thunberg, who helped develop the app, says cases were rising so rapidly it became overwhelming and only 40 alerts were going out each day.
In addition to automating the code distribution for exposure notification, those text messages will also include information about how to isolate, how to conduct their own contact notifications.
Thunberg says the changes allow the state to now send out thousands of alerts each day. She added about 3,400 people have used the system to anonymously inform others of possible exposure to the virus. Reporter Lucas Vader takes a look at what's next for legal marijuana in Cedar Edge in the Delta County Independent this week. Discussions have begun to determine acceptable locations for retail establishments. Unofficially, the town board prefers to keep weed businesses off Main Street. Delta County Sheriff Mark Taylor is concerned about negative impacts of the effort, but Cedar Edge Police Chief Joe Roberts supports the idea of retail marijuana, reportedly because legalization weakens the black market. The Cedar Edge Police Department is expected to see a notable increase in revenue from marijuana sales tax funds collected. The Fox Theater in Montrose reopens Friday, screening new films Let Him Go and The War with Grandpa. The projector in the penthouse is offline temporarily, but two screens will illuminate Friday for the first time in 6 weeks. And the Ridgeway Town Council is now accepting applications for a new opening on the board. Councilor Tessa Cheek announced that reluctantly she's resigning November 30th because of a move out of town. Dr. Sarah Knudsen is a pulmonologist at Delta County Memorial Hospital and planning section medical director for the Hospital Incident Command Team responding to the coronavirus. I began our interview by asking about the hospital's response this week to the governor's executive order requiring Colorado hospitals to submit plans for handling COVID patient surges.
The specifics of the governor's order was by the 18th to come up with the maximum number of medical, surgical, and ICU beds that we could accommodate at Delta Hospital. And so that has been submitted appropriately. And then we have to submit sort of the details of that plan, which includes staffing, plans about how we're going to actively manage our elective surgeries, and additionally, how we plan to potentially convert medical surgical to ICU beds if that should be required going forward.
We learned this week that Colorado hospitals, including Montrose Memorial, have activated Tier 1 of the Combined Hospital Transfer Center to help transfer patients during Colorado's response to the pandemic. Is there a scenario where Delta Hospital might transfer patients to St. Mary's or community in Grand Junction, or would you be in a position to accept patients from other regional hospitals if needed?
Yes, that's an excellent question. And of course, we're working closely with our regional partners to make sure that we do our part to meet the needs of the region as a whole, as well as our primary focus, which is the needs of the county. As things presently stand, there is a morning and night summary of bed availability across the Western Slope. It'd be my anticipation that as the number of inpatient beds tightens with the rise of COVID, that we will be taking care of patients that are within our capability at Delta and not anticipate sending them to St. Mary's. And then along with that, if we do need to send someone there for needs such as dialysis support or specialized subspecialty surgical care, that we may need to take one of their patients in exchange. So the beds are tight, and we're working together regionally to make sure we do our part.
Delta County Memorial Hospital functions as one of the only special district hospitals in Colorado. It's the largest employer in Delta County. How much has Delta County Memorial already evolved your care this year to use more telehealth or other approaches to care given the pandemic?
At Delta Hospital, we've set up sort of our own internal system that pivots situations such as elective surgeries or outpatient telehealth, depending on the load of inpatient COVID activity. So as our staff becomes more stretched with increased numbers, on the inpatient side, then gradually outpatient services, both from an infection control standpoint as well as the means to sort of repurpose and augment our inpatient staff, also shifts. And so we have never actually had to implement the plans that we've had in place for many months, but over the past couple of weeks, we're starting to look at more of a steady and more significant inpatient number. And so some of those changes have been implemented to include pivoting to telehealth and examining our elective surgery schedule very closely.
Finally, let me ask, what kind of accommodations can you make for frontline folks at the hospital? Do you have sufficient PPE supplies for the winter?
Our PPE, we've been very careful and judicious with our PPE supplies. We're very attentive to what we're running low on and shore those up straight away if we're able to. And I think in general, PPE has become more readily available than it was in the early days, like back in the March, April timeframe. However, I think it's important for the community to realize that we have a staff that is adequate, yet not lavish in number. And we don't have the luxury necessarily to direct staff members that may, for one reason or another, be at increased risk related to exposure of COVID. So the methods here will just be to ensure that they're practicing appropriate personal protection with their equipment, and then hopefully try to minimize our inpatient load as much as we can.
Anything else you'd like to add as we head toward Thanksgiving weekend?
Yes, I was thinking about these comments, and I think it's very important to help people understand that things are not the same as they have been over the past 7 months from a standpoint of COVID illness in Delta County. Behaviors that you might have gotten away with in the past are more unwise now than they have been, and there's less of a margin of compensation at the hospital. So again, what I'm talking about here is everyone's best efforts at mask use in public places, you know, efforts to distance, efforts not to share common workspaces without a mask on. We know masks are protective for the wearer and for those around them. We really need the citizens of the county to act sensibly and to protect themselves and others by doing all these precautions that everyone is familiar with. I don't really want to go over them again because we've all heard them many times. With respect to Thanksgiving, everyone's tired of this stuff. We understand that. But nonetheless, you know, we continue to discourage travel. We discourage gatherings. You realize that your family members, they may appear well, but they may be infectious and just not know it. Watch out with your college kids that are coming home for Thanksgiving. They may bring infection with them. Those that have symptoms should isolate, and those that have exposure should quarantine. I read something the other day I wanted to put in here at the last moment, which is very compelling, I think, which is, you know, the statement that we keep our distance now so that the next time we gather, no one is missing. And, you know, I think this concept needs to govern our behavior over the next several months.
Dr. Sarah Knutson is a pulmonologist at Delta County Memorial Hospital and a leader of their incident command team responding to the coronavirus. Thanks again for speaking with KVNF.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.